Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Merle Exit. Well, let's see. I'm in New York City, and it's quite balmy. I don't know. Not that I want it to be snowing or really cold, but I'll take this weather anytime. It's in the evening, 5:30 p.m. on my time. Well, let's see. On this show, and first of all, I have to tell, last night I went to see a new play. Well, it's, the play is called Newsical the Musical. That just opened on an off-Broadway play, and it's a new edition of it. I think it's called the End of the World edition. Quite funny, and we're going to have John Capo talk about it, and he'll chat with me about not only the show, but about who was there at opening night. And then I have a bunch of products to talk about. There's a lot of new products are emerging, and I want to chat about that. And then later on, I'm going to have Chef Jennifer Dawes from New Wave Oven, from the Hearthware Company, the parent company. And Jennifer was on my show, I think, almost about a year and a half ago to talk about the New Wave Oven. Well, this is another thing called the Precision Induction Cooker, another thing for your countertop. But, okay, but in the meantime, while I'm waiting for John, I'm going to... Hello, Esther. Yes. I understand. Okay. They just wanted to make sure they knew that, I'm sorry, that you knew that they were here. And of course, I'll have to first go into my commercial here. What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale. Yes, I like to have one right now, but and you can get them at www.brownies.com. And now that the Valentine's Day is coming up, they have their truffles, which means they are little brownies dipped in the dark chocolate, and they come in different flavors. Okay, so let's get to my first guest. John, are you there?
I'm here, Merle.
Hi.
How are you?
Were you drooling?
Oh, that sounded delicious.
They are terribly scrumptious. Anyway, So let's schmooze about last night.
Last night was a lot of fun. I hope you had a good time.
Oh, yes. The first thing I want to talk about, before we get into the play itself, Newsicle, the musical, who was there?
We had a lot of good people, as you saw. There were a lot of Broadway actors there. Brad Oscar, who's very well known for originating a role in The Producers, and going on to take over the lead role from Nathan Lane. He's also been on The Good Wife. And we had Jackie Hoffman, who is a big audience favorite from several Broadway shows, including The Addams Family and Hairspray, and TV shows like Curb Your Enthusiasm and 30 Rock. John McDaniel was there. He was the musical director for the Rosie O'Donnell Show, so I think a lot of people recognize him from that. And he's also very involved in the Broadway community as a musical director and a producer. We had several actors and actresses from One Life to Live, which was recently canceled, and we pay an homage to One Life to Live and All My Children during the show. And so a lot of the actors came out to support and see what we were saying about their show. We had Chanel Edmonds and Sean Ringgold from One Life to Live, and Eileen Kristen, who was also the original Patty Simcox in Grease on Broadway.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was fun to see her. How could I forget? We had Miss Jan Brady herself, Eve Plum.
Oh, yeah, Eve Plum.
Yeah, looking great as ever.
Yeah.
And she looked great and, you know, a lot of fun, great sense of humor. We had an American Idol finalist, Anthony Fedorov. He was on season 4. He finished in 4th place. That was the year that Carrie Underwood won. And he's been very involved in theater since then. He starred in The Fantastics off-Broadway, and he's done a production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. So there were a lot of great people. Brent Barrett, who was just in Silence, the musical, and has been in Chicago for many years. Hope Royalty, who created a soap opera called The Passionate and the Privileged, which runs actually online and I believe on iTunes. There were some great people. Rick Crom, obviously, who wrote the show, was there, and he's also a cast member on the TV show Louie, with Louis C.K. Susie Mosher, who's been on The L Word and Nurse Jackie, and she was in Hairspray as well. And Tanya Walker, who was certainly a big star from One Life to Live and Guiding Light and General Hospital. So it was a really great crowd. I hope you had a good time.
Oh, yeah. We got to, I guess, well, you can't call it the red carpet. What would you call it?
You know, with the industry term, it's kind of a funny term. What that is, it's actually called a step and repeat. And that was a term that I was never familiar with until I learned what it was. And basically, you know that banner that we make everybody stand in front of that has the
right
logo of the show? That's called the step and repeat. And the reason is because the actor steps in front of it, poses for a camera, and repeats. So you step, you get your picture taken, and you repeat. You step and you repeat.
Isn't that interesting? Yes, yeah. I always see those things every time. It's like there must be like some company who's making a lot of money,
yeah,
making those things. How many times can you put the word or the words or the phrase on one thing so you could be sure that it's in the background?
Right.
Yeah. By the way, one of the things I'll probably want to get from you is like when I do the photos, I'll put them up on my blog and then email you and say, now, give me the names of these people.
Yeah.
Because the problem is I didn't recognize most of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably because, let's say I go to see a Broadway show. I probably, unless the person is constantly, let's say on TV or something, where getting tremendous amount of publicity, I say, okay, because I'll look at a Broadway show as, whether it's enjoyable and not necessarily remember, like, who the actor playing the part, just in the in terms of the whole play. So I never, like, so I don't really get to recognize a lot of the people. But that Eve Plum I did.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did, and actually, Jackie, I remember because she had this very funny line on in the movie Legally Blonde 2.
Yes,
and I had remembered her from that, and and the facial expression that she made. Do you remember that?
Yeah, she's a master of comedic timing and facial expressions and characters, and just a wonderful actress.
Yeah, and she was in Xanadu. That's what she was in.
Oh yeah,
that's
yes,
where
she
I
was.
Saw her in Xanadu. Yeah, now getting to the show itself. Who are the four people that are playing a? I can't say the parts. This is, it's a, what would you call the kind of show? Not a review?
Yeah, it's a musical review. It's the type of show that was actually very popular in New York City, let's say in the late 70s and 80s, where you had a group of songs that were linked together by a common theme. But you're right, there were no characters per se. The characters change for every song.
Right. And so who were the four people in the show?
The four actors are a very talented group, and they've been doing this type of show for a long time. Christine Petty is very well known to theater audiences. She's a host of a Sirius XM show, but she's well known from her association with Forbidden Broadway, which is another musical review show similar to Newsical that
was she the tall one?
She was the taller of the two women, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I said that because I had seen this show. I had seen Forbidden Broadway a number of times. And looking at her, like, while watching her, the brain said she looks a little familiar, like I've seen her before. And now I know where.
Yeah. And she's very well known for her impersonation primarily of Liza Minnelli. She's the foremost impersonator of Liza Minnelli, and her impression is really, it's not an impression. She inhabits the spirit of Liza Minnelli, and it's one of my favorite parts of the show. She also does a great number with fake Lady Gaga. And so there's fake Liza Minnelli and fake Lady Gaga, and they do a very funny song together. She does a great Nancy Grace impression and is really well known in the theater world for her spot-on impressions of Joan Rivers and many, many of the old-time Hollywood and Broadway personalities. Joining her is also Christina Bianco, who is another alumnus of Forbidden Broadway. And I love Christina. She does some vocal impressions of pop singers that are just, they're uncanny. You would think that the actual pop star is performing for you. She does, as I mentioned, an incredible Lady Gaga. She does a really good Christina Aguilera in a very funny skit that pokes fun at the time last year when Christina Aguilera was performing the national anthem and she forgot all the words.
That's one of the ones I was hysterical.
Yeah.
Laughing so much.
Yes, that's a great skit.
Is she the one who did Celine Dion?
Yes, she also does Celine Dion.
Oh God, that was just.
Yeah. It's she's amazing, and you know, you can definitely find these people on YouTube doing their work as well. So you can look it up, you know, for free and check out all the great impressions that they do. And then the two men in the show, Michael West, another alumnus of Forbidden Broadway, and another popular review called When Pigs Fly. And he did some of the more notable celebrity impressions, including Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. And, oh boy, what else does he do? Oh, he did a new skit. Something that just went in was the Italian cruise ship captain of the cruise ship that tragically, you know, there was a sad situation there that we found a little humor in, and he played that role, and he was very involved in many of the fake commercials, you know, that we do throughout the show.
Right.
And then the fourth cast member is John Walton West, who is a very talented Broadway actor. His credits include The Producers and The Drowsy Chaperone, which is a wonderful show. And he's great. You know, he does some really uncanny impressions of Morgan Freeman, which is a big audience favorite. And
That was very good.
He's excellent at with that. And you know, a really good an excellent singer as well, and really added a lot to the group numbers, I think, you know, with that great voice.
Mm.
So it's a small cast, it's just four of them, but you know, they portray probably 35 different characters throughout the course of the evening, which is fun. I mean, you've got Regis and Kelly, and you've got Oprah, and Paula Dean, Nancy Grace, Frank Sinatra, Ashton Kutcher, you know. Everything that's in the news is basically portrayed for you up on stage, you know, with a lot of humor.
So let me ask, since things are so, I mean, it's not, whereas Forbidden Broadway, like the Broadway show, will go on forever. In other words, people will know some Broadway shows, and if you see the show, you'll laugh because you'll remember what it's a takeoff on, kind of thing. But these are newsy things, kind of thing. And so how often did they talk about, like, how often they would have to change this?
Yeah, there are certain songs in the show that are always there, basically, in one form or another. They're things that stand the test of time. So, for instance, the song that you like, the Christina Aguilera parody,
right,
that happened, you know, about a year ago, and it's still funny. So, it stays in the show. People still remember it, and so that stays in the show. But some of the very topical jokes get added the day of the performance.
Oh, so, they do?
Oh, yeah. It's constantly updated. There are certain sections of the show where it's built in that the actor knows that they might have to change the joke that day for something that happened in the news, you know, very recently.
So, in other words, not only have to change the joke, they'll have to go into another character.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So that would be interesting. So you could see the show. If I saw the show a month from now, I wouldn't see it totally different, but I'd probably hear or see some different acts or different spoofs.
Yeah, definitely. And the area where that really comes into play is the political sketches.
Oh yeah.
You know, because right now, in the election sketch, they're focusing on, obviously, Mitt Romney, who is, you know, the front runner.
Right.
A couple weeks ago, that might not have been the case. And depending on how things unfold in the country, that, you know, he may no longer be the front runner. He probably will, but he may not be in a month. And, you know, the show might take aim at a different character. So it's a good show because, like you said, you can see it, and then you can come see it in a month or take a different friend a couple weeks later, and you won't be seeing the same show. So it, no other show could say that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it kind of reminded me of, I think, and I don't know if there was one before, but years ago I saw a show called The Mad Show. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, yeah, that's I've never seen it. They revived it last year, but I believe The Mad Show is goes back quite a few years.
Yeah, it was from Mad Magazine.
Right, right.
And as a matter of fact, there was one of the songs that came from there was a song called The Boy From, that Sondheim wrote.
Right,
which was a takeoff on The Girl from Ipanema.
Right.
And it was The Boy From, Taco Rimba La Tumba Del Fuego, Santa Malipa, Sacatega, Sla Junta del Solo Cruz.
Oh. Yeah.
That was one of the things I always remembered that one because it was, there were like a few things that stood out from that show. You know, that that went on over the years, you know. But
yeah, and I believe one of the authors of The Mad Show, McIntyre Dixon, is actually in another show I represent called The Fantastics. He's currently playing one of the roles in that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Now let me ask you something about the it's open to Fantastics, it's at the Snapple Theater?
Correct.
Now, is it anything changed at all from when it was, what was it, at McDougal Street? Where was it in the village?
It was on Sullivan Street.
Sullivan Street.
Yeah. Yeah, the Fantastics, yeah, it played on Sullivan Street for 42 years. It opened in 1960, and it closed in 2002. It's the longest-running musical in the world. In 2005... the Snapple Theater Center was built on the corner of 50th Street and Broadway, right across the street from Wicked and Mamma Mia, and it's been playing there ever since. It's largely unchanged. It's essentially the same show. One thing that was changed was there's a song that used to be called the Rape Ballet, and at the time, in 1960, rape had a different connotation, let's say. It was used in the metaphorical sense, in the literature sense, like Pope's The Rape of the Lock, that type of connotation. But obviously through the years, you know, the word took on a different meaning, and that's not something that we necessarily want to be a concern for the audiences today. So the authors, Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt, they rewrote that song, and it's now called the Abduction Ballet.
Right. You know, I remember that only because it was made into a movie.
Yeah, it's actually been made into a movie twice. It was first made into a movie in 1964, and that was a Hallmark Hall of Fame TV movie. That starred Ricardo Montalban, Burt Lahr, John Davidson, and Susan Watson. And then in 1995, Michael Ritchie made another movie version of it. And I believe notable people in that cast were the pop singer Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block. He played Matt, and Teller from The Magician's Penn and Teller, he was in that cast. And so, yeah, there have been two movie versions.
Yeah, because I remember when I saw the movie and I heard the song, I was thinking, wait a minute, that's not the words.
Yeah, yeah, that was a change that the authors made.
Okay, but that's other than that. The most outstanding for me was that the character, one character, he was like the sidekick.
The Indian.
Yes.
Yes, very funny role.
And it's, I had noticed, because I'd seen the show a number of times in the village.
Mm-hmm.
And if they got the right person playing it, I would absolutely go hysterical because of the guy's timing, expressions kind of thing. You know?
Yeah, Michael Nostrand currently plays that role in our production, and he's fantastic. He played the role over 1,000 times down on Sullivan Street, and now he's doing it uptown with our production.
Uh-huh. And is there any other shows that you're handling?
Yeah, I also represent another long-running show in New York called Perfect Crime. And that plays also at the Snapple Theater Center. Perfect Crime is a murder mystery thriller. It's the longest running play in New York history. And it's about to celebrate its 25th anniversary this April. It's very similar to, London has The Mousetrap, which is the longest running play in the world. Perfect Crime is kind of New York's answer to The Mousetrap. It's a compelling thriller with a lot of surprises and twists and a lot of laughs and a little bit of sex, and it's got everything for, people looking for a night out. People that like Law and Order and CSI and shows like that really have a great time trying to figure out the clues and the ending. So that's an excellent show, and like I said, it also plays at the Snapple Theater Center on 50th Street and Broadway. I'm also representing another show. Actually, it's in previews right now, and it opens next Tuesday, and it's called Myths and Hymns. And this show is written by Adam Gettle, who wrote The Light in the Piazza and is the grandson of Richard Rodgers. And Myths and Hymns is a new production. It's actually the first New York production using that title. The show was originally produced under the title Saturn Returns by the Public Theater. And this is a new reconceived production being produced by Prospect Theater Company, which is an excellent nonprofit theater company here in New York. They've been around for many years. They were founded originally by a group of 5 graduates of Princeton University. And they do some wonderful off-Broadway work. Their most popular productions recently were With Glee, which made a pretty big splash in the press. And they recently revived their production of Iron Curtain, which was very well received by the critics. So we're looking forward to Myths and Hymns. We're in previews, and the press is coming this week. And there'll actually be a feature article in the New York Times on Myths and Hymns this Sunday, which is an interview with the director as well as the composer, Adam Gettle.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that, do a review on that one.
That would be great. I would love that.
I'm looking forward to seeing the show again and being able to actually review it. I'm just going to say is giving it a thumbs up.
Well, that's good.
That's all I'll say at this point. This will be fabulous. So I guess we'll wait for about a couple of weeks before.
We'll talk before then, but we'll set it up, and I'll give you the information on the other show as well, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, same here. I so appreciate your coming on and schmoozing with me.
Oh, I love to schmooze.
And I can't wait to get the email back giving me the names of who I took pictures of. Okay, John, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks a lot, Merle.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yes. So, just going to say musical, and a thumbs up. And, time to talk food. We're going to talk food. We're going to talk food with a chef. Hi, Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you, Merle?
Oh, fine. I just want to ask you a question before we go into the whole thing with New Wave Oven. Do you ever use ceramic knives?
Yes, we're actually, we sell them here.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
That's very funny. because a company had sent me, and I wanted to, I don't know if I'm going to get the company to come on the air, but I was curious as to, as a chef, why, what is the thing about ceramic knives? I'm just...
Well, I would say for a domestic person, you know, who just cooks at home and whatnot, I mean, you don't have to worry about keeping them sharp. You know, ours comes with a cover on it so it doesn't get nicked up. You know, no knife should ever go in the dishwasher, but yet people still do. So if you do put this in the dishwasher, it's not going to it bangs up against something, it's not going to, you know, dull the knife.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're really great. I mean, my mom has one and loves it.
Are they sharper than other knives, or are they, what is it about them?
No, they're as sharp, but not, you know, for me, I use a Wusthof. I've used it for 30 years, and I, you know, it's just my knife. It's kind of like a, you know, somebody who loves their phone. I love my knife, and I wouldn't, you know.
Okay.
But I've used the ceramic knives on the cooking club and on, you know, different commercials and stuff. And, you know, it's a decent knife.
The thing about ours is it has
a really nice grip handle, so it's made more for, you know, for women. It's not really heavy. And so we've gotten a lot of great feedback about that.
Okay, I was just curious because, you know, I had seen companies at the, because I go to the product shows,
mm-hmm.
and I had seen this at one point, and I think this was the first time I had received them, and so I was thinking about, like, you know, are they, what's the deal with them? Are they made of, I mean, what are they, are they made of ceramic, or are they just, that's the
yes.
name?
Oh, yes, they're made
of
ceramic.
Are.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, going into the Perfect Green cookware that we're going to talk about, this is one of the free gifts that you get with when you purchase the frying pan.
Oh, okay.
It's
cool.
A ceramic knife, and then you get a set of 4 flexi cutting boards, you know, mat boards.
Mm-hmm.
So...
okay, so let's go into this. New Wave Oven has a new product, and it's called the, is it Precision Induction Cooker?
Cooktop.
Okay, Cooktop.
Precision Induction Cooktop.
Cooktop. Now, well, explain as best you can without people being able to see it what exactly this is.
Okay. The PIC, we call it the PIC for short. What it is, induction cooking, it has coils, and they're based on magnetic principles, and the coils generate magnetic fields that warm to steel. So if you, when you put your stainless steel pan, or, you know, you have to have a stainless steel pan in order for it to work, or an iron-based pan, all of the heat gets generated right into the pan. So you never have, you know, like with gas, you'll have the flames going out to the outside, and it's wasted energy. So it's very, very energy efficient. It's safe. There's no open flames. There's, you can, wherever the pan touches, that's what's hot. So if you put your hand next to the circle of the PIC, you will not get burned because that the pot's not there. So if the pot is sitting on it within the circle and you want to touch the outer edge of it, you're not going to burn.
Yeah,
it also creates like really, really great even cooking. There's no hot spots. There's no, you know, one side is cooking faster than the other. It does a really good job of even cooking.
Don't they make, do they make stoves like that with the induction?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
In the field right now, and the cheapest one that I've seen is about $4,000 And wow. The highest one I've seen is about 75. And I have a Viking oven at home, so, you know, but I have two of these at home that I use constantly. And the great thing about these, Merle, is you can program them. So if you want to do a beef stew all day long for 8 hours on 250 degrees, Fahrenheit, it will not burn on the bottom. You don't have to worry about stirring it or coming back to it. You don't have to babysit the pot. For instance, we just did a demo with chocolate, you know, chocolate, the perfect holding temperature and melting temperature.
Oh, that's a great one, yeah.
Yeah, it's between 150 and 170, and you literally could leave that on for 99 hours. Our induction cooktop will turn, you know, goes on for 99 hours if you tell it to. But the other great safety feature about the PIC is if you walk away and let's say you forget that you have something cooking or, you know, you get a call that you need to go pick up your child because they're at school sick or whatnot, or if you fall asleep, the PIC will automatically shut off after 2 hours, unless you tell it not to. So if you program it to cook for, you know, 1.5 hours, it'll go off at 1.5 hours. If you don't push the program button and tell it when to go off, it will automatically go off. So it's a wonderful, wonderful safety feature. You don't have to worry about pot holders or wooden spoons or anything melting utensil-wise or getting burned because there is no open flame.
That's really interesting. And I just want to ask you in regards to when you said about the chocolate. So in other words, are you saying that you don't have to use a double boiler? You can
No double boiler, no water that could possibly splash in, and then you know what, you know, you put water and chocolate together and it doesn't, you know, it immediately the chocolate starts to harden. So you don't have to worry about that. There's no steam created, which will ruin your chocolate. And for me, you know, that's a great asset that I can make chocolate. You know, I can do a chocolate fondue and literally leave it there, and it's not going to burn when I set it at 160 degrees.
Wow. That's really cool. So in other words, it's kind of like you got your own crock pot, sort of, by just using a, you know, a regular pot.
With a crock pot, you can't control the precise temperature. We can control this within 10-degree increments. So, and then it has a plus and minus button. So I'll give you a for instance. Let's say we've all done this. We're boiling water to put pasta in. You put your pasta in, and it starts to overflow. You know that bubbly stuff that makes a mess all over your stovetop? If you immediately push the minus button, immediately it drops down to cool and cools down, and you won't have the overspill. If it should overspill, it literally, the PIC wipes up with, it's a ceramic top, it wipes up with a paper towel. You don't even have to wet the paper towel. It's amazing cleanup.
Really?
Yeah, if you get egg on there, you know how that's always a really big problem to clean. This literally just swipes off.
Wow. I haven't, as you could tell, I haven't gotten to use it yet.
Okay. I mean, I'm not being a professional chef, I've used all different kind of cooking methods, and I'm really excited about this because I don't have to, if I set it at a certain temperature, I don't have to worry about my soup burning or my sauce burning, or I know that it's going to hold and it's, you know, it's going to be great.
Now, it's not necessarily, let me ask you a question. It's not necessarily with the new wave oven because of the way things like cook fast. It's not going to cook it any faster, is it?
No, your water will heat up faster because there's no wasted energy. All your energy goes basically in the pot. So there's, you know, electric. If you ever see you know, there's electric rays. We have it on our commercial, on our website. You have electric waves, and you'll see the extra heat that's just being, out into the air or whatever, and same with gas. Where if you see the PIC, all the energy is going into, or all the heat source is going into the pot. So it does, in fact, cook faster in terms of that when it first starts, but then when you set it for 250 degrees, if you want to just simmer a soup, you know, a chicken stock or a beef stock, you're not going to worry about it overflowing or it bubbling up. And, you know, if you boil a stock, that's how it becomes cloudy. You don't have to worry about that because you can set it and basically, you know, forget it, walk away.
Wow, that's great. What about in terms of the size of the pots and pans? Now, you said what shouldn't you use that you would, like, say,
well,
put on
a I tell our customers the rule of thumb is you can use any pot and pan that a magnet, just a regular refrigerator magnet, would stick to the bottom of the pot, not the side. And this will go into what we're making and selling the perfect green pan.
Oh, wait,
we have a 10-piece set.
Jennifer, let me interrupt you because I want to ask that. In other words, you can't use like the, I mean, I have stainless steel pots. So it doesn't have a bottom that's magnetic. It won't work. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. You can use cast iron, you know, the La Cuisard or something. Those work. Any cast iron, any stainless steel pot, which, you know, most of them are. Like the Teflon pans that, you know, those old yucky Teflon pans, those
right.
won't work because they're not stainless steel. But your better quality pots that have the, you know, the tri-ply, the stainless steel on the bottom, there's actually three layers, those work.
Right.
I found
so in
the
other
majority
words,
of my pans work.
So in other words, one way to test that, I should take like the one of the magnets off my my refrigerator.
Correct.
And test out the pans. The bottom
correct.
Of the pans.
And it has to stick where, you know, the bottom of the pan that would touch the PIC.
Okay. Then the other question that I want to ask you is in terms of the size of the surface of this. Does it matter whether it's smaller or larger?
No. No. Our PI, I mean, I use up to, I have a, like a 8-quart stock pot that I use all the time.
Right.
And we have a 10-piece perfect green pan set that we're selling, which is just awesome. And we have a huge stock pot there and, you know, everything works. Little frying, anything from, a, you know, we have a 9-inch frying pan that works great all the way up to 11.5. And so it doesn't matter what size the pan.
Oh, okay. So in other words, I certainly will test this out first. I have this little thing that makes like a shot of espresso. It's a little Italian and you thing and you put it on
oh,
the
yeah,
top.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
those work.
Oh, good. Good, because I want to try that out to see. Ever since I have to tell you, ever since you're not in New York, right?
No, I'm in Chicago.
Oh, you're in Chicago. Well, they have this. They have a grocery store. It's a small chain called Fairway Market, and this place is unbelievable. But one of the things they have there. That most grocery stores don't have. When you go to buy coffee, it's like, I don't know how many bags of coffee beans, like, to choose from, you know, which doesn't happen in grocery stores. So what happened is I was doing something regarding that, and I got this, and I'm not a big coffee drinker, and I got this little espresso pot, and it's like, I want to have, like, I have now a shot every day with milk in it, you know, and it's, and, that's why I was kind of curious because it's like putting it on the stove. It's like I have to regulate it in terms of the gas because I have a gas stove and try to regulate it so it doesn't go.
Oh, you have to do it when you get home. I mean, you're going to love it. I actually have one of those at home, and I have a relative that loves espresso, so that's why I have it. And, you know, you put it on the max sear button. Our machine goes, you know, the PIC goes from 100 degrees all the way up to 575, so you can actually sear. And so you put it on high, wait for it to boil, and then you turn it down to medium low. And then, you know, it's up to you how long you want to let it steep there. But I used to do it about, 10 minutes, and that's usually strong enough for my uncle.
10 minutes for one shot of espresso? Or you're using a...
Oh, no, I make the pot of it.
Oh, you know, when you're doing it. Oh, okay, I'm going, wow. Okay, yeah.
No, this would fill like probably 4 or 6 of the espresso cups.
Right. Okay. But that's interesting, the thing when you say with the boiling, because, you know, I would say watch pot never boils, and it looks like it keeps happening on my stove, and I keep thinking to myself, but the flames are big. I'm saying, why is this thing taking so long to boil?
Well, see, that's the misconception of gas is, and I have a gas range at home, is the bigger the flame, the hotter it's going to be, or the more, you know, the faster it's going to cook. And actually, all that flame is doing is it's not at the bottom of the pot, so it's at the sides. So you don't get even cooking, and the heat sent out into the air rather than in the pot. So with induction, all of your heat goes right to the pot.
Wow.
Or the pan, or the espresso. I don't even know what they call those. Espresso, I call it espresso pot.
Yeah. But that's interesting that you said that. Now I understand why it's like, because I go, Jesus, when is this thing going to boil? It's, you know.
You know, it's funny, Merle. I have a relatively large house, and between the PIC, the New Wave oven, let's just say my gas bill last year to heat my house in the winter, although we've had a very mild winter, was about $350 to $400. I just got my gas bill last month, and it was like $201. And I know that has to be, I cook, you know, all the time, whether I'm at, you know, when I get home on the weekends, and I have a convection gas oven, and I have, you know, the top gas. And
right.
So the only, you know, and then I also have one kid that went off to college, so that might do with the long showers, but it is significantly reduced my energy bills.
Well, I have to tell you, I think I bought my range about maybe three, four years ago. I haven't used the oven yet.
Oh, my goodness, because you use the New Wave, right?
Yes. I'm going, what do I need the oven for? I use it for storage. I mean.
My son is 15, and he's 6'1" and 200 pounds. He's a big boy. And every night I cook him 3 chicken breasts, and then I put the broccoli in tin foil and put it underneath and steam it. And, I mean, from frozen. I mean, you can cook from frozen. I still, as a chef, can't get over that. And it's moist and it's juicy and it's wonderful.
I
never have to worry about taking something out, you know, and defrosting it or running. Oh, I don't feel like, you know, thawing something out, so I'm going to go run through fast food. And I love my New Wave.
I just made a brisket tonight.
Mmm.
And I said, let's see. Okay, I also have a stovetop smoker.
Oh, cool. That's the thing about the New Wave. Like, you just said brisket, and I have a brisket in my freezer. So I'm thinking now, okay, I'm going to go home and do brisket because that sounds so good. But normally, you know, you couldn't do that because you'd have to thaw it out. And then if you thaw it in the microwave, some parts of it get cooked and some parts are still frozen. So, you know, you can cook from fresh or frozen.
Can you, and I never tried this, can you, I have to use the word, like thaw in the new wave oven, meaning that, let's say you have something, it's frozen and you're eating it cold.
You mean thaw it out?
Yeah. Can you put it on a low temperature just so we can thaw out?
Absolutely. Let's say I've done this hundreds of times. I want to thaw out ground beef or hamburgers or, you know, whatever
right,
I'm using, a casserole. I set my New Wave on power level 2 for about 3-minute, 4-minute increments, and then I just lift up the dome and scrape off what I want and then do it. It probably takes maybe about 10, 15 minutes to do about a pound of beef. So, you know, yeah, absolutely. I've done Italian sausage that way.
Okay.
So you just want to do power level 2.
Okay. I never got to do that because it came, I forgot what it was that I was having, and I'm then going, I guess I'll throw it in a pan and, you know, scrape it off as it's as the parts are getting
And the rule of thumb with the New Wave is anything that you would put in your normal, conventional, traditional oven, you can use in the New Wave. So,
right.
You know, TV dinners, anything goes in the New Wave. The plastic on top of the TV dinners, that can go in. The only thing our oven doesn't do is pop popcorn, microwave popcorn.
Well, wait a minute. You said to me the plastic can go in on the top
sure.
of it?
The plastic from a TV
really?
Dinner, you know how they come with the plastic?
Yeah,
you follow the directions on the box where it says to peel it back a little bit.
Yeah.
You just do that and put it in there, and it's fine.
Oh, I was wondering about that. I had something that, a frozen thing that I got this making a frozen kugel from this company that I got. And when I made it, it was in what I would consider something I wouldn't put in the oven.
If you're using Glad wrap or something,
in other words, the thing it was sitting in would be something you could put in the microwave, but I wouldn't think of putting it in the oven. And so
the rule of thumb is as long as it says on the box or on the dish anywhere, oven safe, it can go in the New Wave.
Okay.
So if you're using Ziploc bags and it says don't use in the oven, then you wouldn't use it in our oven.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure with that. All right, so let's... Now, one of the things that just came into my mind also, have you ever tried using, can you use a wok on that?
On the PIC, yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely. We have a steel bottom wok. I think I got this one at IKEA.
Uh-huh.
And it works great and fast. I mean, you put it on max sear and... Literally 10 seconds, it's heated to the point where you get that sound, you know?
Really?
And it's fabulous. Oh, yeah, fast.
I mean, because mine sucks on the stove, on a gas stove. It just
because you can't control the temperature.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I hit it, and I want to use it, but now I can take that out, too.
You know, I have lived all over the country with my, you know, traveling around with my husband and his different, you know, he's been with a company for 30 years and we move around a lot. And I have not bought houses because they had electric. You couldn't have told me that anything else would cook better than gas until, you know, the PIC came along. I mean, you know, you never would have gotten me to ever not cook on gas because as a chef, that's how we're taught.
Sure.
And, you know, with the PIC, it just takes, you know, I'm a mom, so I get busy with homework and or I'm folding laundry and you forget something on the gas stove and you come back. And even as a chef, I mean, we burn things. We forget about things. But with the PIC, I don't. I don't worry. Unless, of course, I send it on max sear for forever, you know. But that, you wouldn't, you know, you normally wouldn't cook that way. You just want to sear on that.
Let me ask you, in terms of, I know you can put it on the countertop. Is there anything you can't put it on? Like, can I bring it onto my dining room table and cook?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, we sell a cast iron barbecue grill, and we do, I'm trying to introduce our customers back to the family gathering, eating around the table and talking, and, you know, and what we do is I put the PIC in on the table. I take the barbecue grill, cast iron grill pan, and I give them the fondue forks. And, like, I've got one. My daughter's a vegetarian, so she'll sit there and grill different vegetables. My son loves meat. My husband loves shrimp. I like chicken. And I marinate the meats or the vegetables, and it's just really fun interactive cooking. Or if you want to use it to keep something warm on a buffet, or you're having a fondue party or a chili party, you can put it on a table. You just want to put, I recommend, a placemat or something underneath, or a tablecloth, because, you know, why take the chance of maybe the heat or the fan in the back, or anything. But it won't catch fire because there's no open flame.
Right.
So, you know, I just recommend that. On my countertop, I have granite. On Corian, it's fine. Laminate. Those are all things that are made to withstand, you know, heat.
Right.
Wood tables, you know, some are solid wood, some are not. I wouldn't take the chance. I would always put it, just like a chafing dish, you always put it on something.
Okay. So, but
if you did, I mean, to tell you the truth, I have done it on my table with nothing, and nothing happened. But I just would rather everybody.
Oh, I was kind of curious because, like, in other words, if I have either the tablecloth or I put it well, I don't want to. If I use a placemat, does it matter if I use, let's say, one that's like sort of plastic versus one that's like a cloth?
No. You can use any material you want.
Wow, that's interesting. I'm gonna do it.
There's no heat around the PIC, whether you touch the bottom. Heat only generates where the pot touches on the top and within the round circle. So literally, you know, for our commercial, we had a pan cut in half, and we're frying an egg on one side, and we have an ice cube on one side, and we're frying an egg on the other side, and the ice cube doesn't melt because there's no pot on that surface. So, I mean, if you have a little one or grandchild and they reach up to touch the top or the side of the PIC, they are not going to get burned.
You know, that's a great thing for the people having their Super Bowl party.
Absolutely. And it's also great. It gives me a peace of mind, you know, with my in-laws and my, you know, extended, I have some, you know, family that's older. And they all have these, and I really don't worry about, you know, my mom, we just recently lost my dad, and I don't worry that she's going to forget, you know, and leave the stove on and, you know, boil out water or whatnot. Not that she's old and senile or anything, but it just gives me a peace of mind now that she's by herself that, you know, I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
and my son has never, neither of my children have ever been allowed to cook when I'm not home. No gas oven, no gas stove. And then, you know, we made the PIC, and now, you know, they can cook whatever they want. My daughter has it in her dorm room.
When did this first come out?
It came out about a year ago, and we've just been making the infomercials and really fine-tuning it. And then we started developing the pots and pans to go with it. And so it's coming out strong in February. All of our commercials will start hitting the TV airs.
Have there been any commercials?
There's been a few, yeah.
Oh, that's why I'm saying to myself, that's where I saw it. I went, what? New Wave has another product? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you'll see, you know, I want to talk about the Perfect Green pans because it's another thing that Hardware here, you know, we're making.
This is another product that's been coming out. They're calling them green pans that different companies are making. And so tell me, what yours is about.
Well, ours is the New Wave Perfect Green cookware set, and we also have the Perfect Green frying pan sets, or you can buy individuals. But what we have is we have a Duralon coating, and it's all natural. It's a ceramic material. It's long-lasting. It's eco-friendly. It contains absolutely no chemicals, no PTFE, no PFOA, no cadmium, no BPA. For people that really know pots and pans, it's a 9H grade, where Teflon coatings are 2 or 3, and that's the hardness of the coating. And, you know, a diamond is a 10H grade, so we're right up there. I can't say enough. I mean, I literally, when I was testing the coating, my assistant and myself made 2,000 fried eggs with no oil.
Wow.
And the pan still was working. I mean, it's fabulous. Teflon flakes off, and those are not good for you. So if you have Teflon pans or any coating that is flaking off, get rid of it. But let's say our coating would scratch or flake, which it hasn't, but it's not going to harm you because there's no chemicals. It's an all natural ceramic material.
Now, let me ask you, since other companies are coming out with this, is there any particular thing about coming from Hearthware that's different from any of the others?
Well, ours are stainless steel, some of the other companies are using aluminum. Our pots and pans can be used on any cooking surface, induction to gas to electric, where some of them, you know, you can't use them for induction cooking, which is the wave. It's the new thing that's really, you know, it's the wave. I don't say the wave of the future. I think it's, you know, the wave of now. It's coming. It's happening now. Our pan withholds 932 degrees. Mm-hmm. And you can put our pan in the oven, like, let's say, put it in the oven up to 480 degrees. So you're searing something, you want to finish it in the oven.
Right.
It's not going to affect the coating. It's not going to, you know, wear it off. Where other coatings, I don't know, I can't say that they would or wouldn't, but mm-hmm. bottom line is ours are heavy stainless steel cookware. It's right up there with the top notch. I mean, I helped develop them and tested them for a year and a half before we finally came out with, you know, the perfect pan. And that's why we call it Perfect Green, because it really is a great pan.
Well, I did notice, and I don't have to mention the other company, but I have I had gotten a green pan, and I did notice, like, I was looking at that one, I was looking at yours, and I looked at the bottoms, and completely different bottoms. Yours has that, and it's like that triple layer kind of bottom, that perfectly round, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the tri-ply. That's a sign of quality.
Yeah, where the other one didn't. Not
right, those are aluminum.
Uh-huh.
And, aluminum, there's been studies out, and I believe it, but no hard fact that, you know, aluminum is bad from you. It could be the cause of Alzheimer's. There's a bunch of different stuff out on it.
Right.
But the bottom line is aluminum, you know, it might be a great conductor of heat, but it is not safe. It burns fast. Stainless steel, you know, it turns different colors. Stainless steel is easy to clean. It looks good all the time. That's another thing is, you know, these pans are beautiful to hang if you have a pot rack, or, you know, they all stack nice within each other. They all have lids. I can't say enough about them. I absolutely adore them.
So what are the things that what other products are coming with the PIC?
With the PIC, you have the option to get the Ultimate Cookware Set. And with that, you get a 3.5-quart with lid stainless steel pot. And it's I tell people it's kind of like a spaghetti pot, but not, you know, not as deep. It's really, and then it comes with a steamer basket. It comes with 8 yogurt jars, a fondue ring, and fondue forks. So it's all, that's why we call it the ultimate pan, because you can do so many different things. I mean, you can sear chicken in here, you can make stews, you can do fondue, you can make yogurt. Matter of fact, we just got done making yogurt today. You know, you set it at 130 degrees, and 4 hours later you have yogurt with the yogurt culture that comes with it. So that's an option. And then you also have the option of buying, that's a free gift, but then you also have the option of buying the perfect green pan, whether it's the frying pan or the 10-piece set.
Right.
We also have a barbecue cast iron grill, which is fabulous. It's got a little bit of an incline on it, so that if the grease starts pooling up, it runs into this little container.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not sitting there cooking in fat. And, you know, that's what we do, our little, I call them our family night, where we are all cooking like barbecue grill style, like something like you'd see at a Korean restaurant.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Really fun.
Yeah, that's such a great idea. Now, when these products come out, were you when the new wave oven first came out, were you a chef at the time?
No, it came out about 10, 11 years ago, and I've been with the company 3 years.
Okay.
So, but I'm the first executive chef for the company.
Now, do you come up with the recipes too?
Yes, all the recipes, all the recipe books. Oh, by the way, the PIC also comes with our recipe book, over 80 recipes, everything from stocks to sauces to soups to, you know, casseroles, everything, desserts. And then we also have a New Wave Test Kitchen here. And so I film all of the cooking videos. And if you go to newwavecookingclub.com and click on it, you can do a 7-day trial and just watch some of my videos and see what it's all about. We also have the PIC .com that also, or PICcookingclub.com that also has the, you know, recipes and video recipes. So it's really fun. We're very active on Twitter and Facebook.
How do you join the cooking club?
How do you join? Go to newwavecookingclub.com.
Right.
And if you don't have an oven, you can have a 7-day trial so you can view and see what the product does. And all you do is just click on the screen and click on the 7-day trial, and then you can have access to the site. Now, if you have the oven and you want to join, there is a serial number on the side of your powerhead. It starts with a letter followed by a series of 10 numbers. You just plug that, you know, plug that in the computer and input it, and you're a member.
So would I be a member?
We do a monthly newsletter, and we're doing
products. So,
if I look at the number on the PIC, then I'll find it?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Because I had trouble finding the one on the new Wave Oven. I'm going, where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Yeah, it's on that little silver tag. It starts with a letter followed by numbers.
Okay.
Usually it's a D or an H.
Oh, okay. I'll have to do that.
Our perfect green, if anybody wants to see our pot and pan sets, it's newwaveperfectgreen.com.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have the New Wave and the PIC Facebook pages, which my assistant and I are very active on. And then we're on Twitter, at New Wave Chef. That's my handle.
So you're tweeting Twitter and Facebook and all that.
And cook and film and stand on my head.
Do you find that more people are asking you questions or submitting recipes?
Both. It's on all of our websites and in the cookbooks, you can email me directly at chef@hearthware.com. So I answer emails that way. I answer fan mail via the cooking club or comments if they need help. And then again on Facebook and Twitter. So I'm all over the place. But I would think, I get a lot of recipes. A lot of Facebook people put recipes on, and then sometimes I try them, and if I love them, I end up filming them. So it always makes somebody happy when I love their recipe, and then I film it and put it on the cooking club.
Okay. Basically, the way I make things, I'm really, really bad. I look at a recipe, and I just go, what's in it? Oh, okay. And then I close the book, and I never follow a recipe. I just want to know what's in it, and then I just start cooking. And I found
Have the gift for that. That is me. I'm not an exact person, so I measure nothing. So I'm the same way. I know what flavors marry together well and what infuses well. And some people just have that gift, and others have to follow a direct recipe. I hate to bake. I have a degree in baking and pâtissier, but I just don't like it because you have
yes.
to measure everything.
Well, the baking thing is something that has to do with the chemical.
you can't just
throw it together. This is, you have to, whatever, the sugar reacts, so this has a baking powder, baking soda, and I'm going, I don't even want to bother. I've been doing? I've been making cookies. It doesn't have to rise.
Yeah, that's why I hired an assistant who's a baker and does pastry work, and she's just been a really great asset, and her name is Alice, but we call her Pâtissier Alice. That's her on Facebook, and she has been just a huge asset in fixing our baking problems or, anybody who's having problems. She's wonderful. I can't ask for a better assistant.
I got to find out how to make flan in either one, either the New Wave Oven or
There's a recipe on the cooking club.
Is there? Because
yeah.
The thing that I understand with flan is flan has to, sit in a pan of water or something.
Yeah, but you don't need to do that with the New Wave because the heat stays constant. That's why you have to. That's why they don't put it on, with gas or electric. That's why they put it in a water bath because they can't control the temperature.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. I will certainly go on so I can find out the recipe and how to cook it.
Like those kind of recipes, I'm great at because. Because it's something that I don't, have to measure.
Yeah, right. I know. I so understand.
It's so funny when I'm teaching on the cooking club. It's great if I give you, if I say use 3 cloves of garlic. Well,
you know, some garlic is stronger than the other. No vegetable ever tastes the same twice. So you have to learn to, you know, cook with your smell and your sight. You know, if you open up an onion and it just brings tears to your eyes, then you want to cut back on it.
Yeah.
You don't want to put the whole onion in.
Yes, I do so understand with that. It's you know, it's like,
just food. You know, if it's just food. So if it doesn't come out great, you know, I know with the economy and everything, but I tell people don't get so upset and don't be so hard on yourself. It's only just food.
Right. Yes. It's not like you're buying lobster or, you know.
Well, that I'd be mad if I messed up, but. But you can do lobster in the new wave. It's fabulous. It's like 10 minutes on each side, you know, on the foreign track, and it comes out so good. I've done whole lobsters. Of course they're dead before you put them in. Believe it or not, I've had that question. Can I put a live lobster in the new wave? And the answer is you could, but it's torture for the lobster.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't recommend that. But with a big green, perfect green pan, 10-piece cookware set, we have a huge stock pot that you could fit, you know, probably 3 good 2-pound lobsters in. That's how big the pot is.
Wow. Oh, so in other words, it's this way. So let people know that even though the circumference of the PIC is a certain circumference, if something that's bigger than that, it's still okay.
Yes. Well, no. Well, if it overhangs, that's fine. But it won't heat the pot because it won't where the pan's not touching, it won't heat.
Right.
So the center of it, you know, any part of the pot that's
right. Well, this is why I was looking at this the smoker. Because the smoker that I have, when I use it, it takes up one burner. It's only to use on one burner, but it's not the size of that. And basically, I think what's happening is you're putting the chips in the middle of the thing. So where it would go, I mean, the it would go on the PIC. And heat up the, I hope. Well, it should. I think I have to check to see. No, it is made of stainless steel.
Yeah, then it will work.
Now I just have to see if I can take a magnet and it.
Yep. It's funny, but I actually have Monty, what was his name? Monty Hall would.
Oh, God.
You know, if you asked me if I had a magnet in my purse, I would pull out a refrigerator magnet because when I'm shopping, I check all the pans just to see what's out there. So it's kind of funny.
You must have been totally thrilled when the PIC came out.
Oh, my gosh, I'm ecstatic. Well, I mean, I helped design it, and along with our designer, Mikhail, we were just up for a New Inventors Award this week. Unfortunately, we didn't win, but a design award. It's just, it's a nice looking, you know, appliance to put in your kitchen. Well, now what I do, if you don't have a lot of space in your kitchen or if you're in New York and have a small space, this is great for that. I find out so many people, I have a friend who works here that lives in a very small apartment in Chicago, and she's never turned on her stove or gas, you know, or electric because it worries her. But with the PIC, she can cook and she's not worried about, you know, because she lives in an apartment building. But I put a cookie sheet on top of my Viking, and that's where I put my PICs. So they sit right on my range. And actually, my mom asked me if I had a new stove because these were sitting on there.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about that, but. Because I have, and you use, what do you use? You said a cooking, a baking sheet?
Yeah, I use a stainless steel baking, the large baking sheets. I think I got them at Sam's or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any cookie sheet or anything, you know, just put that on it and put it on top of your gas, and it's, you know, because I have, I mean, I have a big kitchen, but I still like to cook, you know, in a very, like an L shape, and that's where my stove is. So that's where I put my PICs.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because one of the thoughts I had is, can I somehow put it on, use the top of my stove now?
Absolutely. Just, you know, put a couple cookie sheets on top, and obviously if you have gas, you wouldn't want to put, like, wood or anything because there is a pilot light underneath.
Right.
But, you know, put a cookie sheet out there, put it on, and if you have an outlet close by, which I do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's great. Because I don't like to take too many steps in the kitchen. It's not very productive.
Yeah.
In my kitchen, I have a pretty big kitchen, so it's, you know, I like everything in a small area.
Okay. I'll have to try that, too. I'll have to, I'll definitely have to dry out the PIC. I mean, my head is going, whoa, my God. And then all the things I can, and all of the things that I'm going to get rid of in my house.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what pan did we send you?
The green, which size green pan you mean, or?
Yeah, no. Okay, so we sent you the green pan.
Right. Yes.
And have you used it yet?
No, haven't used it yet.
Okay, this is what you need to do when you first get the green pan, and it's in the manual. It's all over. You have to season the pan just like any other pan. You put it on max sear.
Yeah.
You let it heat for 30 seconds to a minute. Put a little tiny bit of oil on a paper towel. Rub it around in there. And then
right.
You're ready to cook. It's just like any other pan. You have to season it. But then after that, you never use oil again.
Oh, okay.
You just activating the Duralon.
I don't think I got a manual that says anything about it. I didn't get any info on it. Okay.
All right. Well, I just told you about it. So
okay.
And I can shoot you an email with the,
yes,
you know,
do
I
that.
Don't put mine in dishwater. I don't use chemicals on it. You know, it's because it's nonstick. I just wipe it out. And, you know, if you bring your pan to temperature, you know, over 212 degrees, you don't have to worry about cross contamination or anything. And that way your pan will even last longer. And obviously no pot and pan should ever, ever, ever go in the dishwasher. It just freaks me out when I see people putting their pans, any kind of pans, in the dishwasher. It's
yeah,
not wise.
And by the way, I could use that on the gas range as well, right?
Correct. You can use our pots and pans on any cooking surface.
Oh, okay.
From gas, electric, induction, anything.
All right. Well, you'll definitely have to shoot me an email on doing this.
Yeah, just heat it for 30 seconds, put a little bit of oil in, you know, run it around with a paper towel, and you're good to go. But if you don't do that, Merle, it's not going to ruin the pan. It'll just take a couple times of, like, if you're going to do a fried egg or something, it might just take a minute longer for it to turn, other than 30 seconds, you know,
okay.
Something like that. It's not going to ruin it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll make sure that I do that, though. That's great. Well, did we get everything in?
I think so.
Just so people, when they hear this, what is the PIC selling for?
Three payments of $39.99. So what is that?
Oh,
I don't know, Merle. I'm a chef. I'm not a...
So it's like about the same price as the New Wave oven.
Yeah, it's about $120.
Uh-huh.
And I think I've seen it as low as $99, but don't quote me. Between $99 and $120.
Okay. So actually, wow, you could replace... I'm going to have to figure this out of how much an oven and a whole range costs and how you
well,
can
my
replace
husband
it with...
just, my husband cracks up because, well, we were in Katrina 6 years ago and, you know, lost everything. And when we came up here to Chicago and bought our home, I just insisted that I had to have my Viking range. So we went out and paid a lot of money for it. And the big joke around here and with my husband is, yeah, my wife has the most expensive oven that you could ever buy, and she does. She uses $120 product all the time.
Yeah,
you know, but that Viking looks good.
Yeah, right.
So if anybody wants a $7,000 stove, let me know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not something you can put out for a garage sale either.
No.
No.
And this is it's a restaurant style, so
I'm sure it's great.
It looks great, you know. Yeah. But it's funny. I use my PIC. I mean, I still do use my gas, you know, now and then again. But my PICs, I use probably 95% of the time.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna let you go.
I've talked your ear off enough. Oh, I like to talk. I'm a talker.
But I just have to say, this is like everybody. I tell everybody about the New Wave Oven.
Right.
Like, all the time, every time I'm talking about food and cooking, and I go, oh, listen, you should get a New Wave Oven. You don't have to worry about this. It'll do this. Really, really, really. You know.
Well, it solves problems, and that's what the PIC does. I mean, there's a cause and effect.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you're not worrying about burning things. You're not worried about the safety factor or starting a fire or, you know, it just solves a lot of those problems. You know, your teenagers can cook if you're worried about, you know, the gas being left on or not
right.
being turned off properly. I can't tell you how many times I have pulled out of my garage and pulled back in because I think I left the oven or the stovetop, you know, something on.
Right.
But it is not a crock pot because we can have, and it's not a hot plate because we have precise temperature. You know, it gives you the freedom. That's what I like to tell people. The New Wave and the PIC gives you freedom.
Yeah.
To cook and to go about doing other things without having to worry about fire or burning at your foods or ruining your foods.
Great. That's such an amazing thing for
people
that
cook. It's awesome.
For.
I love it.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, Jennifer, I so appreciate us chatting about this, and I'll be emailing in case when I got questions.
Okay. Well,
up.
And I'd like to talk to you again because we're coming out with a couple more products that I can't talk about, but they'll be coming out soon. So we're pretty excited at Hearthware about that.
When you say soon, are we talking about a couple of months or?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
you'll be one of the first to know. I'll send them to you.
Oh, okay, great. And of course, we'll have you on the air to talk about it, right?
That would be fabulous.
Okay. All right, Jennifer, have a wonderful evening, and thank you again for
yes, I'm heading down to Super Bowl to do New Wave demos tomorrow, so and Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Great.
My husband and my son have a ticket. I didn't manage to get one, but just being down there with all the excitement is going to be fun.
Good. I was in Indianapolis last year, but I didn't want to pick going back for this time of the year, though.
Yeah, well, we lived there. My husband works for Hyatt Corporation,
uh-huh.
So we lived there about 3.5 years while he was running the Hyatt there, and it's a beautiful city.
Oh, yes, it certainly is, which is why I'm returning
there. I've never seen
a
downtown that is so clean in my life.
That is true. Clean, yes, that was one thing I noticed.
Yes, it's beautiful. So,
okay.
All right. Well, you have a good night and enjoy your brisket. I'm going to go home and put mine on. That was a great idea.
Okay.
That'll feed us. I'll bring it down to Indy and make sandwiches in the hotel room.
Okay.
Oh, and that's another thing is the portability of the PIC. You can take it anywhere. comes with a carrying case, so it's pretty awesome.
Well, I'll be writing an article about this as well.
Hey, well, let me know if you need anything. I'm at chef@hearthware.com.
Okay.
All right, Merle, have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, and, well, and so it's time to go.